How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to you, Howard Feldman. I'm good. I'm good, given the week we've had.
Gosh, what a week between funerals and load shedding and non-existent vaccine rollouts and student protests. It's, I have whiplash.
It's been crazy. You have whiplash. I love that. I had the whole car crash.
No, it really has just been the most unbelievably tumultuous week, hasn't it?
Yeah, and also a very different week. I mean, the story, the death of King Goodwill Swelatini was such a big story. 80,000 items and 330,000 people engaging at any one time. That's an enormous number. But more so on the ground, we saw the Zulu culture come alive.
Oh, I thought it was wonderful.
My goodness.
Absolutely wonderful.
It was just spectacular and it made me very, very shy that I know nothing about my Zulu comrades. I know nothing at all. I don't know about
the
heritage.
So interesting. I had exactly the same feeling. Is why don't I know more? Why don't
Because of our white Bantu education, my friend. It's come to bite us yet again. And I tell you what, the thing I did know was that whatever happens, you respect the king, and people live and die by the king's word. I knew that bit. And if anything, I came away with that bit emblazoned across South Africa's chest. Mm. I mean, we saw the city press take a pop shot saying that the king was a useful apartheid idiot. My word, what chaos that caused.
What was that reaction?
I mean, my jaw dropped. I was like, how dare you? And it turns out I wasn't alone because, wow, Prince Buthelezi got up and said he would act against the editor and it is not part of our culture to speak any ill of the dead. And really, your comments are just disparaging, which is true. So, I mean, you saw the power of the Zulu nation, so much so that Ramaphosa gave his eulogy and then lecked it, didn't he?
That was
a brilliant eulogy, from our president. A really brilliant eulogy. But yeah, definitely a massive event in our country. And like I said, it left me feeling hard done by at my lack of education, and I really need to fix that. But let's move to the student protest. You know, last week we spoke about the student protest being another Marikana. It was like devastating headlines. This week, no different. In fact, the groundswell continued as the kids called for a national shutdown of universities. Wits capitulated. They took in the students that had historical debt, so that was good. But it's nowhere near enough. And I was sitting shaking my head, and then I started watching this interview with Lesizwe Dambuza. I don't know if you heard the story about 10 Rand goes a long way.
No, I didn't hear that.
Listen to the power of social media, my friend. So this crew took to Instagram Live and said, like, if everybody just puts in 10 bucks, 10 Rand goes a long way and we'll help the students. Within a couple of days, they'd raised R1 million.
Wow.
10 bucks. Well, let's be fair. What can you do with 10 bucks? Nothing. You can't even buy bread with 10 bucks.
I was going to say, you can't even buy a coffee at any one of the coffee outlets.
No, of course not. So 10 bucks goes a long way is, for me, a shining example of, firstly, how we can fix ourselves. We actually don't need you politicians and you useless Department of Education.
You know what? I was actually chatting to somebody last week, and he said, can't we start a campaign just to tell government just to do nothing for 2 years? Just do nothing. Yeah, and we'll do it. We'll handle it. The private sector will handle it. The goodness of South African hearts will handle it. We'll do this. You just go and do nothing for a little bit.
Because when they do something, Howard, it's an absolute shambles. It really is, and a lot of people get done in. So, I mean, guys, if you haven't donated your $10.
Oh, I'm going to do that. I love that idea.
Me too, man. 100 students already will be back in university, all their debt paid. And the students that will benefit from this money are only students that have historical debt. They've passed. They just can't get their results because they haven't paid. So it's not like you are sending people who don't have the ability to learn back into school. So this is absolutely brilliant. It didn't cost a cent for them to put it together. They've got sponsorship from various parties on the auditing of the process. So it's legit and it's only $10, guys. So do it. Do it today. Do it immediately.
I love
and help. Let's fix this problem.
I love that. The one that I also loved this week was shame. The GoFundMe campaign failed. It actually just failed for Harry and Meghan's mortgage.
Oh, can I tell you that there's a fish at the bottom of the sea that cares more about Harry and Meghan than I do?
Well, that makes the two of us. All right. What else was the
one? I can't leave you without this story.
Yes,
okay.
Tell us.
Did you see Prison Water? Oh my word.
Oh my word.
What is happening?
Look, I saw the story. I have to tell you, I didn't watch it because I don't know why I would want.
For those of you that don't know, started to trend this week, Prison Water, and I thought, okay, is it a new movie or like what's going on?
It's on Netflix.
Well, it's not. It's on Pornhub.
Right. Oh, there we go. Ay, ay, ay.
So here we had this couple, a prison warder, female, and a prisoner, male, doing the deed on camera. He put the camera on. She knew the camera was on. I cringed for her. And I don't know why, but it's a natural reaction to cringe for the woman. I cringed for her. But it turns out that they are married, and they were trying to make it to one of these sites. So they not only did that, but they also broke Twitter. And the thing is, that really irritated me about this story and others on Twitter this week. I don't know if you're feeling it too, but this hashtag hijacking is absolutely out of control. I mean, firstly, where is Twitter? Like, why aren't they taking action on this? You'll look for a hashtag that's trending and have to scroll 2 pages to find anything that relates to the story. Everything else is follow me and I'll follow you back.
I have noticed that. I have noticed that more recently. And it is so irritating.
That's so annoying. Yes. You can't actually find the story.
And
so,
Bitcoin traders.
Bitcoin traders and 419 scams and all sorts of things going on in there. And the other thing is, where's Twitter's admin? I mean, didn't they notice that they had this story trending that certainly wasn't suitable for work?
It's definitely, it is definitely getting worse. There's no question about it. What did you think? And I don't know if you've started noticing it. It wouldn't have hit your numbers yet because it was only yesterday, F.W. de Klerk's birthday yesterday, and then announcing that he has a terminal cancer. I don't know if you saw that story yesterday.
I didn't. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was, well, it wouldn't, as I said, it wouldn't have hit your numbers because it was only yesterday, or late yesterday evening, in fact. And what was fascinating there, and I thought quite upsetting, was the rejoicing of the fact that he's got cancer. Exactly what, that was exactly my reaction. And of course I understand it on some level, what he represented.
I don't.
But we people.
Again, guys, like this is what they were saying about the king. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
with what your thought process is. There's in death and certainly in terminal illness, there should be something called compassion. We did the same thing to Karima Brown.
I was just going to say, that happen with Karima Brown as well?
Absolutely. They were happy she was dead.
How can anybody celebrate the death of somebody, especially somebody whose opinion you don't agree with?
Exactly. I wrote on so many of those people's walls to say, like, you are absolutely appalling. Do you understand that the woman has family? Like, do you get it? Like, this was a whole human being we're talking about. Anyway, like, Twitter has become an absolute cesspit.
It
was bad. It's now horrific.
Yeah, I noticed it with Karima Brown and it was actually quite, we didn't discuss us that it was the week that they, that we had some, I don't know, technical issues, whatever it was. My late father, who passed away about 4 or 5 months ago, was probably her biggest fan. It was the funniest thing. Wherever she was on anything, my father was, he absolutely loved her. He said she was the one person that was saying things that she needed to be saying.
That needed to be said. Oh, she was great. I mean, and look at the contrast between the two funerals, the King Goodwill Zwelithini's funeral and Karima's funeral. And there you have South Africa in a snapshot. Yeah. We are so culturally diverse. We are unique, and there is no other country like us. And we should be celebrating that heritage. Like, it's Human Rights Day coming up. Like, let's make an effort to help our fellow South Africans to understand we have different cultures and put that 10 bucks in the pot. Like, let's do this thing.
And it's accessible to everybody. Tonya Khoury, this is where we do have to leave at 8:26. Always wonderful to chat to you. Good news. You can pop over to the Chai FM website, and Tonya Khoury's report will be there for you. So you'll get all the news in numbers. Go to chaifm.com. It is all there. You'll be able to read it every week. How cool is that?